Welcome to the Kathy Covington Podcast, where science meets soul and strength finds meaning. I'm Kathy, and I created this podcast as a space for women who want more than just a workout. This is a place for total body health, from cellular science to spiritual alignment, from functional nutrition to emotional resilience. Here, we blend real research with real stories, honest conversations about healing, growth, and the messy, beautiful process of becoming fully embodied. You'll hear from experts, practitioners, and women just like you, each with a piece of the puzzle to help you live a stronger, clearer, happier, healthier, and more connected life. So if you're ready to go beyond the surface and into the deep, deep, nourishing work of becoming whole, you're in the right place. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to share a little bit about who I am and why I created this space. Over the past 12 years, I've built a national fitness brand dedicated to helping women feel strong, confident, and connected in their bodies. I've helped thousands of women, from athletes to mothers to CEOs, and what I've learned is this: real health goes far beyond the physical. It's mental, it's emotional, it's spiritual. And what I keep finding again and again is that women who experience the deepest transformation aren't just following a workout. They're tuning in, they're reclaiming something. That's where this podcast comes from. Today's guest is someone whose story beautifully embodies that journey, Rebecca Paris. Rebecca is a massage therapist, a healer by trade, and now a devoted mantra client. In just 3 months, her transformation has been nothing short of inspiring, not just in her body, but in her mind, her relationships, and her outlook on life. Hi, Rebecca.
Good morning, Kathy.
Thanks for coming on today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
I'm so happy you're here. Okay, I guess just we want to learn about you. So let's start at the top. What brought you through Mantra's doors for the first time? And was there a moment or a feeling that told you it was time for a change?
Oh, most definitely. Well, I would say that you were my inspiration to check out Mantra initially. I had been looking for a new challenge, and what I was doing as far as my fitness routine was amazing, but I just wasn't seeing the results that I wanted. And I was seeking something that was more mindful and maybe a form of active meditation, as well as, you know, seeing results. So I think that's initially what brought me through your doors.
Was there like a moment in time when you're like, okay, I need to try something different? Was it a feeling that you need something more than what I've been, you know, what I've been doing? Because you're in good shape.
Yes, I was just not seeing the results. I was weightlifting, doing cardio, running and swimming, and, you know, had some sporadic yoga in there. But I really wasn't. I think what I was missing was the flexibility and the feeling of more mobility in my everyday fitness routine.
Yeah, because you're on your feet a lot.
Definitely, yeah. More so, you know, I mean, I'm on my feet a good 8 hours a day, for sure.
Yeah, you're going all the time. I'm like always impressed by you. Okay, so, and as a body worker and a healer yourself, you're already in tune with physical health. So what stood out to you about Mantra right away?
When I first walked through the doors, mm-hmm. I just love the ambience and the atmosphere. And your staff is so knowledgeable, and they made me feel very welcome because I hadn't had a lot of experience on a reformer. I've done it a few times, and, you know, it's a little bit intimidating when you first walk in.
Yeah, tell me about that first class experience.
So I came in and I thought, I am going to eat it for sure, you know, and then it was listening to instruction, trying to get my brain to wrap around. Okay, I'm listening so that I don't fall off the reformer. That was my initial experience. But your instructors were so amazing. They walked me through initially, this is how the reformer works and operates. And then they kept a really great eye on me just to make sure my form was great and I was easing through the class.
So you felt like you felt the presence of the instructor and you felt safe.
I did. I felt totally safe.
Even though it's really awkward in the beginning.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've been practicing with us for about 3 months now, right?
Yes.
It's about 3 months. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me like a little bit about how your body has changed in that time?
Well, I've seen dramatic results. I mean, just from my overall strength and flexibility has increased tremendously, as well as I've lost inches and gained muscle. I think that is the most amazing part of it. When I first, my first day that I was there and through that first week, you know, I thought I was in fairly, I was in really good shape. And boy, I was schooled because I just, I felt like I need this so much. What I thought about my body, that, you know, the areas that were strong were not. And I love mantra because it's so core fit, you know, forward, which your core is everything. It made me, the challenge part of it every day was insane. And I just, every day I told myself, just show up and trust the process. You know, don't ask questions, just do it and go forward. So it took me like a couple, good couple of weeks not to feel like I was going to laugh at this, not to feel like I was going to throw up after class.
Oh no, it sounds brutal.
But no, it's only brutal because I push myself that far, that hard, you know?
Yeah.
And, but I am thrilled. I've been just over, I would say almost 2 inches off my waist.
Wow.
Which is huge.
Wow.
Huge. And
you know, to be able to see results like that, especially at our age, you know, over the 50 mark, right?
Yes,
I mean, it's hard to see that change in our body. Sometimes it really takes something that really works and that's really effective at stimulating the muscles in the way that we need at our age. I mean, at any age, but especially I feel like as we age.
Yes.
And to be able to see results like that is amazing.
It is absolutely amazing. And it, you know, as challenging as it is so easy on the other hand. Because it's almost just no effort needed on my part is if you just show up. You don't have to think about it. You know, you don't have to think about your own, for instance, if you were lifting weights at home or doing yoga at home by yourself, you have to think about, okay, what exercise am I going to do now?
Right.
Right. To trim my waist, you know, strengthen my shoulders, you know, help my knees by engaging my quads and hamstrings. It's just all taken care of for you.
It's all curated.
It's all curated.
Routine.
Yes.
Getting that total body workout.
Exactly.
Upper, lower, abs. In the core stabilization that's happening the entire time that you're in class and you don't even realize it. So you're, you know, working your core. And I know you were so proud of your abs last time we were together.
Yes.
Showing me your abs and how amazing they look. And that's always amazed me too about the workout is that you're, even if you're not directly doing a crunch or a sit-up or a wheelbarrow, whatever we're doing in class, we're always really optimizing those, that core muscle group that, with the stabilization exercises. And
yes.
So it's still impacting and giving you results. So that's exciting. I guess another thing I'd love to know about, like, not only are you seeing these great results, but how are you feeling now?
Oh, amazing. My energy level has gone up tenfold, and as well as my endurance and my strength, basically just to get through my day. My job is very physical as a massage therapist. And yeah, I have a mobile service, so I'm carrying around equipment, walking up flights of stairs. But I think that feeling of increased energy enables me to perform better mm-hmm. and be more present with all of my clients.
I love that. And the idea of being more present in just life in general and yeah. feeling that energy to where we can actually pay attention to our day and enjoy what we're doing versus just trying to, you know, be muddled around out of breath and
yes.
running into the next moment without
yes.
fully being aware of what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm excited about just the mantra method and how we're able to actually build awareness into what you're doing. So I'm really happy to hear that that's working for you.
It's very exciting.
Another question, was there a moment in class when you realized, wait, this is really working, like a breakthrough moment? Can you think of a breakthrough moment?
Yes, I can. I remembered when I first started class and, you know, you're still trying to learn the reformer as well as learn the lingo of listening to the instructor of what you're supposed to be, the smooth transition from one movement to the next. Mm-hmm. And I do remember that day, I was like, oh, I got this, you know? And, you know, it seemed like a fluid moment. And I really got out of my brain. And now I was into my heart and my soul.
Flowing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Being fluid in the whole experience.
And getting into that flow state.
Yes. Yeah.
Which it's like mm-hmm. the happy place, right? When you can
yes
get to that place in a workout. That was a big change. Let's see. I guess beyond the physical, how has the mantra method impacted your mental and emotional well-being?
Well, exponentially, it's been just every day it seems like I'm more on high, just on a natural high. So, and I can see that with my family. with, I have a young grandson and my son live with me.
I can't believe you have a grandson.
He's an active 5-year-old, but just to engage with him and get on his little magical mystery ride, as I'm going to call it. And so I can just see his happiness, you know, exuding, and we all want that. And I feel mantra's given that to me as well. So maybe that's just part of being and living in that present moment, mm-hmm. as children always do, because they don't live in the past or the future. I mean, they are just there.
They're
right
so
now.
Present.
They're so present.
Yeah.
And so to take that and the tools that mantra's given me and put that into my everyday life, it's been fabulous, even with my other relationships.
I'm so happy to hear that. Yeah, the presence, I feel like with the method really, you know, aligns with like bringing that not only from the studio into our lives, but I really love hearing that it's impacting the lives of your family, your grandchild, your friends, and the people around you, because that's what that mindful awareness can do. And if it's being taught correctly, which we embody that at Mantra,
yes,
I feel like it's bound to have that ripple effect out into the community, into our family, into our friends. So I'm happy to hear that that's working for you in that way. Next little question I had for you is, I know that your relationship has changed with yourself a little bit and with others, but I know you mentioned some big changes in your personal life last time I saw you. And would you be open to sharing more about that?
Absolutely. Yes. I have a new relationship with this amazing man,
yeah.
which he just fell out of the sky, and it just organically we ran into each other, and we just had this amazing connection. So I think if I hadn't been ready through practicing with my own personal journey, as well as what I've gotten out of mantra, I'm not sure that that would have organically happened like that. So it's basically having your heart open.
Right.
Yeah. And then meeting him was such an experience that we both were a little bit taken aback by it, because we have such a great common interest as far as fitness and our spirituality. So in every day, he's working out, I'm working out, and we can come together in this really fun, spiritual, passionate way because we have, you know, common thread.
Yeah.
Yeah, common thread.
And probably your confidence is good.
And my confidence was raised as well.
And you feel so good about yourself.
Yeah, I feel fit. I feel sexy. And I'm excited. I just walk around with this big, happy smile on my face.
I love it. Yeah, it's definitely infectious.
It is.
And tell me, how has the community aspect at Mantra played a role in your journey? Do you feel more connected, seen, supported when you're in the studios?
Yes. That is a most definite yes. I walk in, all the instructors, they know my name. Hey, Rebecca, so great to see you. You know, you're on, you know, this reformer today. And so it's just nice to be known. They recognize and they can see, you know, they watch my form. Oh, you're struggling with this today. Hey, come on over here. Let's do your foot placement this way. Let's, you know, we need to get those shoulders off your ears. And so I think that they're so mindful at watching every single person in the studio. It's incredible. I'm always blown away by that.
Well, thank you. This is really good. It's good to hear about all these things, and just how the impact on people's lives, how positive it is.
Yeah, I think it's positive that I can go out into the community and my family or my clients or friends that haven't seen me in a while, like, oh my God, what have you been doing? You look amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and so, and it's important as a woman in business to be your own, you are your own walking calling card. And when you feel your best and you feel like you look your best mentally, physically, spiritually, then that just, you know, flows throughout the community. And it is, again, infectious.
Yeah. I feel like getting that mental state, not only it's just, it helps with everything in life. And I think that physicality and the physicality that comes with mantra and the mantra method, it just builds so that when you feel good in your body, it just radiates through you.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Each class is similar in such to a meditation, and that you have to really remain focused and be strong in the movements. And so you're building strength, but you're building strength not only physically, but you're building strength mentally. And that's where we're really calling into this method to build that, what you're saying, that building that mental and the spiritual and really combining those two together. So it's moving out of just a physical workout where I go and I just work out and I just want to look good. I don't in this day and age, I not only want to look good, I want to feel good. And I want to feel good because I have to work. I mean, it's a new era now, right?
Yes, we have
women are working. We have careers. We have children to raise. It's not the same. So I think we need to be more than just physically fit. We need to be mentally fit.
Most definitely.
Yeah. This is great. And I guess another question is, what does it feel like to walk into the studio now versus day one?
It's 1,000 times, it's euphoric for me. I mean, it's addicting, yeah. Right? So that is taking the hour every day, out for myself to go and do Pilates at Mantra is the best part of my day. So it sets my mindset for the day. You know, I have that hour, I'm still referring to this as active meditation, where I don't think about anything else. And so everything else in my life goes out the window, and I'm totally focused on what I'm doing in that present moment. And you're, as you said, just getting your mind fit and your mind, body, and spirit aligned before, you know, I go out for the day.
Self-care is so important, and I think that we can, you know, we take care of our physical body in the best way we can. Many of us, including me, we have our workouts, and then we have our mental therapists, and then we do our meditations, ideally, you know,
yes.
We're working all of those things in. So if we're really busy, ideally, it's like, wow, wouldn't it be great? Or that's the method itself, is getting all of these things in at one time. So let's, you know, tune into that physical, let's tune into that mental, let's
yes.
really be aware and be conscious of the movements we're making. I mean, if we're building core, we're building core strength, but we're also building the core or the essence of who we are. And that's
beautifully said right there.
Yeah. And that's what I see with you. So that's, it's very rewarding for me.
Yeah. Super rewarding for me.
It makes me very happy. I'm like, oh, I'm just happy as can be. Let's see. I guess final question is, why do you think the mantra method works on such a deep level? And what's different about it compared to anything else that you've tried?
Well, I think that it works because you're, just as you had said, you're combining the body, mind, and spirit all together. And you don't have to think about it. You just have to trust the process. And I think having that faith in the mantra method is what carries forward, you know, and I love that, because there's so much else I have to think about during the day. So if I can come and be part of it, it sets that tone for me, for the day, and for the rest of my week and my month. And so it's just perpetually ongoing.
And then how many times have you been coming into the studio every week?
Generally four.
Okay.
And yeah, 4 to 5. Weekends I usually take off.
It's nice to get on a nice little rhythm. Three, 4 days a week is ideal. So
yes.
It's nice that you're coming in. But you look fabulous. Yeah, like the muscle definition, not only are you happy, but you're looking like physically fit as well. So I'm just impressed. And I wanted to tell your story because, you know, it's incredible. And I'll recommend Mantra, you know, if I'm out with my friends, of course. I think it's the best physical workout that there is. And it's a wonderful workout for any age, really, because there's no impact on the joints.
That's correct. And also, as for any physical level, you know, you don't have to be advanced and in super shape, you know, to come in, because there's always modifications, you know, for something that, as you call it, it's a little easier. It could be a little spicier. And I love that.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. The ability to be able to modify, to come in. And if your strength isn't there yet to be able to, you know, do a heavy lunge or a heavy pushing exercise, at least you can lighten your spring load and do it a little bit lighter until your body builds up. And being able to listen to your body in class, in addition to the instructor that's curating the routines for you, I think is definitely a way to be able just to push ourselves when those days when we feel really strong, and those days when we're like, you know what, I need to take it a little easy today. My body's not feeling it, but kind of being in tune to our physical so that we can adjust in class. So
yeah, it's the most important thing is that you just show up. You know, there are days when I go in and I thought, I feel kind of weak today. And you're just not feeling it. Modify it. But the fact is that you show up.
Right.
And the accountability.
The accountability is a big part too.
Mm-hmm.
And making sure that, you know, everyone shows up and we know that you're there. That's something that's important. We embody as a community, that we're aware that other people are there and you're working out and that you're coming in, that you're you're using your membership. You're not just buying a membership. We want you using it. And these are the results that we want to see and we love to hear. And that's, for me, what's inspiring being in this line of work and building these communities of women, and is that there is real change. I can bring somebody into a studio and say, try it out. But when you get the real feedback of someone that's doing it regularly and is doing it to the best that they, you know, to the best of they can, their ability, the results are there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And all the instructors are so encouraging. I just say, thank yourself for showing up today. I mean, because you do, you made the time for self-care and self-love.
And putting those mantras in place and, you know, setting those intentions before class and giving gratitude after class for what you've just put your body through. And not in a bad way, but that it takes exertion. It takes showing up. It takes, you know, getting out of bed sometimes early in the morning when we just want to sleep in. But you have that community that you're going to and you're like, okay, they're there. And I know how good I'm going to feel once I'm done with class. So,
Yes. But thank you so much for referring me to Mantra, because it is one of my favorite things I do every day.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Rebecca.
My pleasure.
Thank you for sharing your journey with us so openly. Your story is a reminder that transformation isn't just about muscles. It's about momentum, meaning, and finding our way. To our listeners, if you're feeling inspired by Rebecca's story, we invite you to experience the Mantra method for yourself, because this is more than just a workout. It's a way back to yourself.
Thank you for tuning in. Rebecca's story is living proof that transformation is possible at any stage in life, physically, mentally, emotionally, and even spiritually. What began as her search for something more became a full body, full soul awakening experience, from 2 inches off her waist to a radiant relationship to a newfound joy with her grandson. Her journey reflects what the Mantra method is truly about: building core strength in your body and in your being. If you're listening and wondering whether it's time to say yes to yourself, consider this your invitation. Come see what happens when you simply show up for yourself and trust the process. This isn't just fitness. It's a lifestyle. It's a movement. It's a way back to you. If today's episode resonated with you, don't just close the app. Please take 10 seconds and help us grow. Follow the show so you never miss what's next. Like this episode to tell the algorithm it's worth sharing. Share it with one friend who needs it. And if you're on Apple or Spotify, leave a quick review. Your words help more women find their way back to themselves. This is how we grow. This is how the movement spreads. And we're just getting started.